Welcome to a new episode of Sweet But Salty's Secret Santa Xmas special. Yay! It's day 7 of our special, and if you haven't tuned in before, in this special, I basically draw one random topic from my Christmas basket every single day and talk about it spontaneously. So the topics are actually so secret that I don't even know what they are. So that's kind of the entire idea behind what's going on. So let's get started. You can hear the topics on tiny papers. Let's see. Jesus. That's today's topic. Jesus. Requested by my grandma. I've already talked about faith and how I think it relates to everyone's lives. And Jesus is just not just the central figure of my faith. I'm Catholic. But even for other religions who say he's a prophet or, you know, things like that, he has become increasingly important. And I think that speaks volumes about his position, let's say, in the minds and hearts of people. I follow a woman on Instagram. I think her name is Janice Armstrong, and she frequently uploads videos where she shares the word of God from the Bible and speaks to people directly on different topics. And she has started a wonderful series over Christmas where she wants to bring Jesus back to Christmas because it has become so commercial and so much about presents and decoration and maybe Christmas markets where you get to drink something. So I think it's really, really important to remember why Christmas came about. And it's basically the birthday of Jesus that we're celebrating, and we're celebrating it in across different cultures and in different nations. Of course, not everyone, but a lot of people. So what's so special about Jesus? A lot of things, but mainly he died on the cross for our sins. So that means through his sacrifice, you are freed if you believe in him, which sounds kind of abstract or hard to comprehend, but he must have been such a charismatic and understanding person, like really just hyper intelligent and way, way, way ahead of his time. And the fact that people after 2,000 years still talk of him, believe in him, celebrate him is remarkable, I think. And I don't want to pretend that I know everything at all. Those were my 2 cents on Jesus. And all I can say is when I pray, I start feeling such a wonderful feeling of peace and love and being sheltered that nothing else can compare with. It's a very special feeling, and I'm very grateful I get to experience it. So God is real. Remember that. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will catch you tomorrow for the next episode. Stay tuned. Bye.